Good morning, church. We are so happy that you're here today to worship. I want to say good morning to everybody that is streaming this service. We are glad you're able to join in, and we look forward to seeing you back in worship in body, with the body. So, with that being said, I do not have a joke like Pastor Peter does, but maybe I have a thought for the day that you can carry out for the rest of the week, just maybe. So there was two Christians, and they were discussing their tactics of witnessing and how things were working for them. And eventually one of them said, well, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And the other one, without missing a beat, looks at him and says, yeah, but we can feed them salty peanuts. After all, we're called to be salt and light. So with that being said, everybody stand up, wave at each other, pass on the peace of Christ, and remain standing for the call of worship.
Join me in the call to worship. The Holy One prepares a place for us in this time of worship. We come with our anxiety and distractions, seeking comfort and reassurance. God counts each person precious and irreplaceable, a unique creation beloved and valued. We would be rid of hostility and estrangement that we might be reconciled to God. God meets us where we are and guides us. We come daring to seek what we need, believing the promises of God. Now, if you'll remain standing for the hymn.
Sing hymn number 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Today I'm reading from the 58th chapter of Isaiah, beginning at the 9th verse. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, and you shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interest on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take the delight. You shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So we come to prayer time. We come to a gathering of concerns and joys. Does anybody have anything that they need to get off their chests? The economy is in the tank. Inflation is killing everybody. But we are here in the house of the Lord. That is a celebration. So, any joys anybody wants to share with us? It's a good thing when we have not too many concerns coming at us. Nothing, no joy either, which is not, I see a hand in the back, Paya.
Sorry, Mark, I'm backpedaling. I'm backpedaling to prayer requests.
Okay.
For Shelley and her family.
Okay.
Her son had passed away on Tuesday, thanks to Deb for letting us know. And Lucy and Neo are in Hawaii because his niece's husband had passed away, so they had the funeral for that.
Oh, I thought it was because I was preaching. No? Okay, well, prayers for Shelley. A tragic loss. A parent should never have to bury their child. And prayers for Lucy and Neo. Safe travels, safe celebration of life, and may they come back to us safely. So, any joys? Anybody want to rat out anybody? Any birthdays? But never fear. I have a birthday list in front of me. So, Melba's great-granddaughter, I believe, Sansa, is having a birthday. 22, Melba?
No, she's
10. Well, we have a wrong number here in the age group. I was going, geez. Edna. You have a birthday this week, tomorrow. Do you want to say your age? 84, amen. 84 young. We are so glad that you are here. So, I'm going to butcher a name here, Joe Fessio. Does anybody know Joe Fessio? I'm ashamed I don't know Joe. Nobody. Shame on us. Has a birthday Friday. and I have no idea what the age is. So, anything else? I do have a big joy. I was texted by Peter yesterday, and he informed me that Monroe is back at home. He is out of rehab, and he's back at home. So soon, hopefully, we'll see him in church soon. So, with that being said, let's turn to unison prayer. From the struggles within the families and individuals as they strive for healing, we come to you, Lord. Lord, help us listen to your healing words of love and seek ways of peace. From illness and alienation, from desperation and loneliness, O Lord, we come to you. Lord, bring us your peace and hope. Strengthen us to be your people in loving service to you by serving others. Lord, we cast all our cares upon you. We lay down our burdens down at your feet. We will cast all our cares upon you. Amen. So we come to the time of silent meditation, a time of sending yourself before the Lord. For things that you could not say out loud, bring them to the Lord now. For things that you know about and cannot share, bring them to the Lord now. Prepare for prayer. You have made your dwelling among us, God, and you are present whenever men live. We cling to this grace. Make us honor your presence and make us wise and strong enough to build each other up into your city on earth, the body of Christ, a world fit to live in today and forever. We ask you for bread and peace, and you answer, God is Jesus Christ, your Son. He is bread for the life of the world, our hope and peace. We pray that he may be powerful here in our midst, and that we might find gladness in this man whom you have given us. We pray for our country. We pray for the strife in the country to cease. We pray for healing for our lands from the parchedness that we have experienced so acutely right now. We pray for rain. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for the Ukrainians. We pray for the Russians. We pray for everybody that is involved in this conflict. We pray for the innocent that suffer so needlessly because of it. Lord, we pray for ourselves. We pray for this church. We pray that we will be vital, accomplish much for your kingdom, that we become truly mission-oriented and bring the news of the gospel to make disciples of all we meet. And as Jesus taught his disciples to pray, we recite saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us from evil. In the power and the glory forever. Amen. Richard. So, since we don't pass the plates around anymore, we ask you to remember that there is a plate in the narthex and that your continuing giving to the church does help us accomplish our goals for the kingdom.
This morning's gospel reading is from the 13th chapter of Luke. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." And when he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which to work, on which your work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands, number 273 in the book.
So it's good to see you all. Every time I write a sermon, I think of the Beatles with Father McKenzie penning the sermon to the words of a sermon that no one ever hears. And I'm glad that's not the case here. So, working. How was your work week? That good. Retirees, how was your work week?
Great.
Thank you. We know retirees work real hard. They work at everything. They work at play. They work at entertainment. They work. It's a lot of work to be retired. I'm not retiring. Working. Jesus in the synagogue, teaching, working on the Sabbath. And while teaching, he sees a woman who has bent over for 18 years, disabled by a spirit. Jesus speaks, lays hands on her, and instantly she is restored. Disabled by his spirit. What does that mean? Since no exorcism, help me here. Took place. Perhaps the phrase disabled by his spirit is the manifestation of the evil one's opposition to humanity. And she feels it, and it's on her heavy. Still working on that, though. However, she is restored. Glory to God. Jesus did what Isaiah wrote. He will satisfy your needs in sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. She is restored. Everyone is amazed by this, right? Kingdom work is being done here. Working. But the leader of the synagogue, who is working, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, really? Respond by telling the crowd, there are 6 days when work shall be done. Therefore, come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. Oops. I guess the leader forgot what Isaiah wrote. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the need of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like noonday. Yeah, not so much. Working. God had in mind that work would be something sacred. It was meant to be a gift from Him, not just something we do to keep body and soul together. God ordained that a large percentage of our lives will be spent at work. So He sought to make it meaningful and fulfilling to us. God honors work. So honor God in your work. Whether we are aware of it or not, the work we do is also an expression of our character. Working. But the Lord answered him, leader of the synagogue, and said, hypocrites, doesn't each of you untie his ox or donkey from the feeding trough on the Sabbath and lead it to water? Satan has bound this woman, a daughter of Abraham, for 18 years. Shouldn't she be untied from this bondage on the Sabbath day? Working. So life goes on even on Sabbath day. Working. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. Working. I believe in the Sabbath. Rest from the working week. Rest from the labors of life. I believe in a Sabbath God. where we all find rest. And if we put God first in all our labors, then every day becomes a Sabbath day. And Sunday becomes a day we meet as a body of Christ to worship, to share, laugh, cry, maybe reach out and touch someone. That brings glory to God. Working. God is here. As we, your people, meet to offer praise and prayer, may we find in fuller measure what it is in Christ we share. Here, as in the world around us, all our varied skills and arts wait the coming of the Spirit into open minds and hearts. Working. Amen. Where's Miss Hunt? Where's my singer? So, let's all stand up and sing, "Here I Am, Lord."
We're going to sing verses 1 and 3.
Got it working. So, working. We all do it, whether we're actually earning money or not. We're always working on something. And I think the key point to working is not whether we take a day and just completely be useless because we're supposed to be worshiping the Lord. I don't think that's the case at all. I just think that we should focus on the Lord. That our first thought with each task should be centered on God, on Jesus. That way we can go forth and make disciples of Christ just by our actions, just by our character. So keep that in mind as you start a new work week. Keep the Lord in front. And this part, not this part. Keep him in front. So with that being said, may the love of God be upon you. May the grace of Jesus Christ come out of you. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. Amen? Amen. So let's sing our closing to go in peace.